Okay, rockers. Let's see what the Billboard Top 50 songs were for 1958. Number 2. All I Have to Do is Dream, The Everly Brothers. Number 3. Don't, Elvis Presley. Number 4. Witch Doctor, David Seville. Number 8. Tequila, by The Champs. Number 11. It's Only Make Believe, by Conway Twitty. Number 12. The Purple People Eater, by Sheb Woolley. Number 13. Bird Dog, by the Everly Brothers. Number 14. Get a Job, by The Silhouette. Number 15. Little Star, by The Elegants. Number 16. Twilight Time, by The Platters. Number 17. Stood Up, by Ricky Nelson. Number 19. Secretly, by Jimmy Rogers. Number 20. At the Hop, by Danny and the Juniors. Number 21, Yakety Yak, by the Coasters. Number 22, Wear My Ring Around Your Neck, by Elvis Presley. Number 23, Rockin' Robin, by Bobby Day. Number 24, Poor Little Fool, by Ricky Nelson. Number 25, A Wonderful Time Up There, by Pat Boone. Number 26, Just a Dream, by Jimmy Clanton. Number 28, Tom Dooley, by the Kingston Trio. Number 29, Sweet Little 16, by Chuck Berry. Number 32. The Book of Love, by The Monotones. Number 34. Tears on My Pillow, by Little Anthony and the Imperials. Number 35. Short Shorts, by The Royal Teens. Number 36. Great Balls of Fire, by Jerry Lee Lewis. Number 37. Lollipop, by The Cordettes. Number 39. Who's Sorry Now, by Connie Francis. Number 42. Do You Want to Dance, by Bobby Freeman. Number 43. When, by the Kalin Twins. Number 44. To Know Him is to Love Him, by the Teddy Bears. Number 45. April Love, by Pat Boone. Number 46. Rebel Rouser, by Duane Eddy. Number 47. Oh Julie, by the Crescendos. Number 48. The Stroll, by the Diamonds. Number 49. Hard-Headed Woman, by Elvis Presley. And last but by no means least, Peggy Sue, by Buddy Holly. Well, it looks like rock and roll is the dominant form of music. Look how fast it took over. Rock was now starting to experiment, from ballads to foot-stomping rockers, funny novelty songs, and even folk music crept into the charts. It would later play a large role in rock and roll. If you noticed, Pat Boone is still a force in the charts. Pat Boone is an interesting case. He really got a bad rap. It is said he stole black artists' music and made them hits. That is true. But that was the way record labels worked at that time. Pat was the all-American boy. He was the perfect role model to get those songs heard and made into large hits. It was not like he was out to steal anyone's music. He did what the labels wanted and scored big. However, he also had many other hits of his own, so let's cut Pat a little slack. Now back to the song that was number 50 on the charts. Peggy Sue, by Buddy Holly. Now we have a man that was well ahead of his time. Born as Charles Hardin Holly in Lubbock, Texas, on September 7, 1936. After opening for both Elvis Presley and Bill Haley, as a country and western group, Holly decided that rock and roll was for him. He landed a record deal with Decca Records, but was disappointed in the results. He went to see Norman Petty and formed the Crickets. In Petty's studio and Brunswick Records, some of his best songs were wrote and recorded. His first hit was That Will Be the Day in 1957. He got the song title from the John Wayne movie, The Searchers, in which John Wayne says several times in the movie, "That will be the day." At that time, Decca bought Brunswick Records. 3 days after That Will Be the Day hit number one, Corral Records released Peggy Sue and Flipside Every Day. On Every Day, the recording studios only had four tracks to work with. However, with the low volume of the acoustic instrumentation being played by the rest of the band, it was tricky to allow a percussive instrument of any volume. So, percussionist Jerry Allison found the perfect sound to keep the rhythm of the song. What you hear on the record is him slapping his knee. Peggy Sue hit number three in the Billboard charts. Here are some of Buddy Holly's hits. Oh Boy, Maybe Baby, True Love Ways, Heartbeat, Rave On, Not Fade Away, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, Words of Love, Crying, Waiting, Hoping, Rip It Up, and Raining in My Heart. Buddy is considered a genius for many of his song lyrics. But Raining in My Heart was a first for rock and roll. The way the lyrics and the music blend is truly beautiful. Also, he used orchestral backing instead of the group. Buddy went on to play the Ed Sullivan Show. It is said that tensions within the band led to Buddy having a front tooth knocked out by his drummer right before the show. He used gum to hold the tooth in place, and the show was a success. Holly was a rising star when a tragic plane crash struck him down in 1959 at age 22. Just what all did you accomplish when you were 22? Pretty amazing for such a young man. His death has been called the day the music died. Holly was joined on the doomed flight by fellow performers Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. On the next podcast, we will visit 1959 and maybe more. So till then, this is the G-Man saying, rock on, baby.